Please be advised that all that you will hear will come directly from me and me alone. I did not conduct any research, so it will simply be based off my own personal experiences, values, and beliefs. So do not take it as facts. I repeat, do not take it as facts. Thank you.
All right, today is August 3rd, 2025. For project updates, I'm currently working on episode 1 of the Gravitational Ideas series. I'm at the final section of the video where I need to animate the glitch titles for these suggestions. It's a bit time consuming, but I'll get it done. It's just a gradual progression towards the finish line. I'll get there. In the meantime, I've decided to update this audio series where I originally started on my website. The goal is to help me improve with my writing and speaking in this type of setting. It's about documenting my journey, sharing what I've learned, and offering helpful tips for anyone learning to create art. The new update to this series is that it will not include a video version. Now, the videos will not come out anytime soon, but the audio will, just because they don't need that much work. So yeah, that's about it for project updates. The topic I chose for today is called Skepticism and Consumption and Learning. I chose this topic because I'm still a beginner when it comes to giving advice and recommendations. So what I share isn't really based on solid facts and can easily change as I gain new experiences and skills. So I just want people to be careful with what they take in and how they act on it. Now, when it comes to observations and patterns, we're very good at picking apart these surface level things, but we don't often go beyond that because we don't like the unknown and the amount of work it takes to uncover everything. So instead, we often fill in the blanks using our own experiences, values, and beliefs. Now, when it comes to comparison and imitation, we tend to use those visible surface level things as reference. Unfortunately, this often leads us into a loop and where we keep trying without solving the real problem. So my advice here is to take everything with a balanced dose of skepticism. Look beyond the surface. If you're truly interested in doing something similar to what you see, I highly recommend doing some research first. Second, I would recommend personalizing what you learn. Focus on what actually fits your life and what you can realistically achieve. Sometimes you just don't have the money, the time, or the resources, so if you want to make progress, you have to be honest with your situation and work within it. And I think that's about it for me today. So until next time, take care.